We've been talking a lot about the Manchester Food and Drink Festival. It's been on today, and Becky Want's going to be there on Friday from 12 o'clock live in Albert Square, chatting to stall holders and organisers, experts and visitors. You can always go down and have a look. It's all free, actually, in Albert Square, and I always think it's a bit of a warm-up to the Christmas markets, really. But there's something else that's been going on there today, something a bit special. It's a scheme to help older people cook healthy food on a limited budget, and it's been on show today there at the festival. Now, it involved a group of pensioners, and they all took part in cookery demonstrations and shared recipes as well. And there's a lot of older people we know that live alone, so there were also tips on how to cook batches of food and then store it so that you can then have food for one. BBC Radio Manchester's Jonathan Alley went down to check it out.
Well, that's the sound of cooking getting underway here at the Pavilion at the Manchester Food and Drink Festival. And it's the Octogenarian Cooks, if I can actually pronounce it. It's been organised by Kingsley Purdom, who's from Manchester University. Just explain what the idea is behind this.
Well, this is a celebration of food, which is supported by the university, bringing together older people cooking and sharing food. And some of the issues are around social isolation when you're elderly. About 4 million older people live alone, and many can lose interest in food, and that can affect your health, especially as the winter's coming.
So what do you hope to achieve by today's cooking demonstration, and also getting some of the older people to be involved in cooking?
Well, cooking's about sharing food, trying new things, but also contributing to your health. And sometimes if you live alone, you can lose interest in cooking, or you can lose your confidence, and it's really important to look after your health as you get older. And the Manchester Food and Drink Festival and organisations like Cracking Good Food can work to bring together older people and celebrate food and what they like, and think about recipes they used to cook and recipes they might like to try.
Because it's about keeping older people healthy if they have to go into hospital.
That's right. So if you're elderly and you go into hospital and you're already underweight or you're not eating that well, then you might stay longer and you'll certainly recover slower. So it's really important we support older people in our communities eating well.
Now, two of those older people are Margaret Wilshaw, who's 79 from Ancoats, and Gladys Russon, who's 81 and also from Ancoats. Now, you're both chopping vegetables up to take part in this. Margaret, what do you think about this scheme?
I think it's very good, actually, I really do. I mean, we've done it before, last year, and we said we'd support it this year. We've done it also at the Church of the Apostles last year, and there was quite a few people was there, and we was able to all eat what we made and what have you, yeah.
I mean, what difference has it made to your attitude towards food? Because clearly, as you get older, you're less interested.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, because, I mean, I like cooking anyhow. I have, main cooking meals and everything. Yeah, I'm all right.
Now, Gladys is having a good dice of an onion at the moment. Gladys, what do you think about this?
I think it's excellent, because we had cookery lessons last year at the Church of Apostles in Miles Platting, and Madge and Kingsley showed us different ways of using our vegetables, you know. It was very good, and I've used some of those things, what they taught us to use the cooking now, even though I'm as the age I am. You can always learn something new, and they've taught us something.
Why do you think it's important that older people are encouraged to have an interest in food?
Well, if you want to be out and about and not reliant on other people all the time, you need to keep yourself fit and healthy. And one of those things is eating well.
Gladys Russon and Margaret Wilshaw from Ancoats, thanks for joining me. And this is going on all afternoon, and I'll be tasting some of it later.
Well, that's Jonathan Alley there reporting on BBC Radio Manchester from the Manchester Food and Drink Festival today, doing this scheme there to help older people cook healthy on a limited budget. And he was talking during that about going into hospital and how eating in hospital, you know, food is medicine and it can make you poorly if you don't eat right. And it just made me think of Prue Leith, who I was watching last night on the British Bake Off on Channel 4, controversially. And she's actually frontlining a whole thing to sort of get hospitals to actually cook healthier and make people cook better. So I'm sure you'll see her popping up talking about that. Well,